Good morning. I bless God for the opportunity to be here with you today. I'd like to have us read an old hymn. They think it comes from about the 4th century. We see phrases of this popping up in songs, but unfortunately I don't know of a hymn that is accessible for us to sing. So let's read this. I'll read the normal font and you can read the bold. We praise you, O God. We acclaim you as Lord.
All creation worships you, the Father everlasting.
To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, the cherubim and seraphim, sing an endless praise. The glorious company of apostles praise you.
The noble fellowship of prophets praise you.
The white-robed army of martyrs praise you.
Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you.
Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all praise.
The Holy Spirit, advocate and guide.
You, Christ, are the King of glory. The eternal Son of the Father.
When you took our flesh to set us free, you humbly chose the virgin's womb.
You overcame the sting of death
and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers.
You are seated at God's right hand in glory.
We believe that you will come to be our judge.
Come then, Lord, and help your people.
Walk with the price of your own blood.
And bring us with your saints
to glory everlasting.
Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance.
Govern and uphold them now and always.
Day by day we bless you.
We praise your name forever.
Keep us today, Lord, from all sin.
Have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy.
Lord, show us your love and mercy.
For we have put our trust in you.
In you, Lord, is our hope.
Let us never be put to shame.
Shane, would you come up here and lead us in For the Praise of God? And Josh, if you'd like to have a mic ready and an usher, I'd like to have it brought forward to Marvin Utsi, and then the three of I'll explain a little more later.
Number 31, For the Praise of God.
For the praise of God, your hearts prepare approaches from
the Lord Jehovah reigns.
I'd like for us now to focus on Psalm 65. What I'd like to do is have Marvin and Arthur and Harry each read one slide here. And for those of you who can, I encourage you to kneel, and kneeling forward perhaps, so that you can keep your eyes on the screen. And after each section, I'll give just a little bit of moment for you, a little bit of time for you to offer your own prayer in response to what we're reading here. Let's pray.
God in Zion, and to you shall vows be performed. O you who hear prayer, to you shall all flesh come. When iniquities prevail against me, you atone for our transgressions. Blessed is the one you choose and bring near to dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, the holiness of your temple.
By awesome deeds, you answer us with righteousness, O God of our salvation, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the furthest seas, the one who by his strength established the mountains, being girded with might, who stills the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, the tumult of the peoples, so that those who dwell at the ends of the earth are in awe at your signs. You make the going out of the morning and the evening to shout for joy.
You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide their grain, for so you have prepared it. You water its furrows abundantly, settling its ridges, softening it with showers, and blessing its growth. You crown the year with your bounty. Your wagon tracks overflow with abundance. The pastures of the wilderness overflow. The hills gird themselves with joy. The meadows clothe themselves with flocks. The valleys deck themselves with grain. They shout and sing together for joy.
Amen. You may have a seat. For just about a minute or so, I'd like for you to turn to the person next to you and just give back to God all the things that you can think of to be thankful for, his gifts.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Now, I believe that God received our gratitude here. And in a minute's time, I hope we are all agreed that what we were able to list off as things that we're grateful for was just a drop in the bucket, right? But I'd like to get back to a statement that Joe made, quoting his granddaughter here a while back when he announced Mariah's birth. Mariah's older sister said, "Mariah's better than my toys." That just kind of stuck with me. As we wrap up our time here, let's keep in mind that God himself is better than all our toys. The relationship he is drawing us into is well, Eric, it's more fulfilling than a week of Black Fridays. Let's sing, as a wrap up here, number 190, Fairest Lord Jesus. I'd like to have the ladies sing unison in verse 1, men unison in verse 2, everybody unison in verse 3, and finally parts on the fourth stanza. Number 190. Thoughts, Arlen.
The Smith